Hi, and welcome to This Week in Wall Street History. I'm your host, Todd Schoenberger. The date was Monday, March 29, 1999, when the Dow Jones Industrial Average reached a major milestone that still to this day remains one of the more memorable moments in Wall Street history. It was this day when the Dow crossed the elusive 10,000-point threshold for the very first time, setting off a raucous celebration on the floor, mirroring a similar image often seen at Times Square on New Year's Eve. One of the biggest bull markets in U.S. history, led by the new technology shares, otherwise known as the dot-com era, big oil mergers, and a strong dollar, investors were brimming over with newfound confidence and pushed the Dow to higher highs, smashing the critical five-digit ceiling. During that time, it took almost a full year for the Dow to go from 9,000 to 10,000, but it only took 24 days to get from 10,000 to 11,000. Here's a flashback report from Maria Bartiromo during her CNBC days from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange.
10,000. Let's go to Maria. Maria?
Yes. Thank you very much, Mike. And
there it is.
A lot of celebrating down here. The Dow Industrials did just cross that 10,000 mark. And as you may be able to see from the papers being thrown around and the screams, there's a lot of excitement going on. The Dow Industrials, as we speak, 10,000.95 and rising, up 42 points. Strength in pharmaceuticals, strength in technology, strength in oils, strength in a lot of the brokerages today. So it was pretty much excitement as we expected. Specialist of IBM celebrating, and at this point, people are just celebrating the bull market and saying that we're in the best possible world as far as low inflation, low interest rates, rising corporate earnings. You hear the celebrating around me, I am sure. We have just moved below the index, 99.95 at this point, but 10,000 has been touched, and it was certainly a bit of celebrating. Now everybody is pretty much back to business. Mark, back to you.
Okay, for a minute there, I thought we weren't going to make it on our show, but tradition has once again been upheld, and the 1,000 mark, the millennium mark, falls while Squawk Box is on the air.
The Dow never made it to 12,000 during the dot-com boom, peaking at 11,750 in January of 2000. The dot-com sell-off eventually sent the Dow as low as 71.97 in late 2002. The Dow eventually made it back to the 12,000 level in 2006 and peaked at just about 14,200 in 2007 before the financial crisis. The index hit its lowest level of the 21st century in March of 2009, bottoming at 6,470. In January 2017, the Dow hit the landmark 20,000 mark for the first time, a little less than 18 years after it hit the 10,000 mark. Today, the index stands just under 33,000. We hope you enjoyed this edition of This Week in Wall Street History. Be sure to check out our other Buy, Hold, Sell episodes, including our newest program about the business of sports gambling named Double Down with Breslow on the Evergreen Podcast Network. For Crosscheck Media, I'm Todd Schoenberger. Take care.
Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Crosscheck Management.
I want you to smash that like button.
The world's best-known investor and Wall Street expert, Warren Buffett, once said, "Wall Street is the only place that people ride to in a Rolls Royce to get advice from those who take the subway." Mr. Buffett's quote is remarkably accurate, but how many people would rather receive advice from him than someone simply guessing? Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, your single source for Wall Street knowledge and profitable guidance. Please join me, Todd Schoenberger, and fellow trader Tobin Smith, as well as host Veronica Dudo, for a podcast known to move the needle for investors. Tobin and I are seasoned Wall Street executives with deep investment experience, and we are prepared to share our advice to those who choose to listen. Download Buy, Hold, Sell today on the Evergreen Podcast Network or your favorite podcast channel.
Imagine how fast we could solve the world's biggest problems if more SaaS startups would gain traction sooner. Welcome to the Tech Entrepreneur on a Mission podcast. This podcast is dedicated to sharing experiences from B2B SaaS CEOs who are going above and beyond to deliver change that is noticed. You will hear their secrets and learn what is required to build a SaaS business that the world starts talking about and keeps talking about, and how to overcome the roadblocks to do so.